I'm from a tiny little town, a little backwoods town called Saxbahal, North Carolina. Yeah, it's tiny little. Back as sticks can get. I mean, in the country, growing up, man, we didn't have fancy frilly things like pants. And neighbors with different names. We didn't have store-bought games. We had to make up our own country games like Name Them Droppings. How about around the Who's Got Chiggers? Sometimes we gather all the kids around and play Who's Your Daddy? Because we really didn't know. New Year's Eve, we didn't have fireworks, just a drunk uncle with a butane torch and a roll of toilet paper. Happy New Year, woo! That's how we rolled. Thank you, thanks, man. Rednecks love fireworks and beer, and that's a deadly combination. Every July 4th around the South, rednecks blow themselves up left and right. See, the terrorists have got it wrong. Stop trying to build an underwear bomb and just open up a roadside fireworks stand on the way to the beach. We'll do the work for you. Just stand outside a Carolina Panthers football game handing out old Milwaukees and M80s. We'll be blowing up left and right. Bet they don't teach that in a fancy terrorism school. That's not jihad, that's yee-haw! Now, if you're not laughing, the terrorists win, all right? See some crazy things driving around? I was in Florence, South Carolina. It's 2 a.m. I pulled off at a truck stop. There's a sign up that says, "Please alert management if our bathroom does not meet your expectations." And I'm thinking, it's 2 a.m. in Florence, South Carolina, at a truck stop. What kind of expectations do you have? Frankly, I was expecting to be stabbed, so I was thrilled that it didn't meet my expectations. We expecting some chamomile soap and an oatmeal scrub? Come on, it's a truck stop. It's not a day spa. I like those signs on the side of the interstate that tell you what restaurants are coming up. They don't tell you what you want to know, though, and that's how far off the interstate is a restaurant. You're like, "Hey, Arby's," you pull off, it's 15 miles, 28 turns. Tell me that before I get off. Is a Starbucks right off the interstate, or am I going to need Lord Gandalf and Frodo to find it? Because I'm not that thirsty. I like to go to the Flying J Travel Plaza. That's where the truckers go. It's right off the interstate, huge, got everything you need. But you can get lost in there. I was wandering around the other day, and I accidentally wandered into the Professional Truckers Only Lounge. Yeah, that's real in the Flying J Travel Plaza. Yeah, it's kind of like the Admiral's Club at the airport, sort of. If the Admiral's Club were full of homeless truckers, you know. But my daddy was a trucker, and I got trucker blood in me. I figured, I'll just play it off. But I was wearing this suit. And so I'm walking in, and the guy's like, hey, this is for professional truckers only. I'm like, come on, man, how do you know I'm not a professional trucker? He's like, you got teeth. I was like, touche, buddy, touche. He's like, touche, this is my real hair. True story. True story.